So good evening, everybody. Let's do a quick chazar of the Gemara and Tosfos over here to jump in. We're going to focus mainly on the question that we had two times ago to really iron out A, the question, and B, the answers to it in terms of what we saw in Tosfos about Schumida and Schumekach, etc., etc. So a couple of notes that we'll have first as well. Says the Mishnah, "Hola, chadam etzel chen v'ni haragel etzel v'amar lotin libeitzim ve'egozim b'minyan shekein derech balabayis liyosmona v'sel peso." The Mishnah tells us about that a person can go to their regular grocer and say, "Give me this number of eggs, this number of egozim, this because since a balabayis will normally count such food items inside their own house, there's no way that we can call this mekach u memkar because all you're doing with the grocer is the same thing you do inside your house at home." The simple assumption is Shabbos and Yontif. There's a longer discussion of this in the Bnei Yehoshua, I believe. Yes, it applies to Shabbos and Yontif. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara. Oh, also, if you can also look, again, we weren't sure if this Tosfos is on the Mishnah or not, but the first Tosfos note, Bein hu nachri, Bein Yisrael. It's whether it's a Jew or a non-Jew, you can go to your chen v'ni haragel eslo, de'ein lechalek rachecha de'ika chashasha de'mechubar onolad. Because the only place you should be mechalik is where there's a chashash of either mechubar or nolad. Mechubar, of course, being something that may have been picked that day. Nolad being something that had been born or came into being in some way that day as well. As we'll see in some of the mefarshim, we'll discuss this first in the first part of the shir, but we'll get back to that as well. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Olach ha-ramaytol roe ha-ragil eslavar lo-tin li-gidi echad o-tala echad. A person can go to their regular roe. Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good. Is this recording? Yes, it is. Okay. That should make for an awkward recording now. But perhaps my phone shouldn't buzz in the middle of the recording. There we go. Now it will no longer buzz. So we're talking about a person goes to their roe. What's a roe? Generally, we say it's a shepherd. Why would you be going to a shepherd? The answer is it's a shepherd who is migadel behemos upamim shemocher mehan. Says Rashi, sometimes the shepherds who are raising the animals would actually sell them as well. And you can ask him for one gedi or one tle, and you can go etzal tavach haragel eslo to the regular butcher. V'amar lo tein li kaf achas o yarech achas. You can ask for one, you know, polka or something like that, or five polkas. Etzal pitam haragel eslo. What is a pitam, by the way?
Stuffed fowl.
Right, someone who is your bird guy. V'amar tein li otore achad o gozal achad. And then you can so and ask for a particular bird. You can ask for a loaf of bread or some other type of cake. Ask for any number of different things, and the point is you're allowed to do all this. As long as you don't mention schum mida. Okay, we'll get into that in a moment. And Rav Shmuel Elazar says, it's okay so long as you don't mention a schum mekach. One question we had is, what exactly is going on between Tanakama and Rav Shmuel Elazar? Are they arguing, is Tanakama more machmir, is Rav Shmuel Elazar more machmir? But let's take a look at Rashi just to figure out some of the end of the Gemara. What is haragil etzlo? Rashi makes a very important point on haragil etzlo. He says, shemitol sharagil etzlo, ma'amino v'nosno lo below pisuk damin. The purpose of saying your regular guy is that they know that you're going to pay them your regular rate. Meaning, you don't need to actually talk about money when you're asking for 10 eggs, because the guy knows you're going to pay him the regular rate for eggs. He trusts you. So too, again, with all of these other cases, it's the people that trust you. Therefore, money is not really an issue that's being discussed in these cases, generally. Pitam, hamefatim, ofos, right? Lashon, mish. What?
Patam.
Right, let's read. Patam. Amefatim ofos lashon mishamin. Schum mida. So says Rashi, what is a schum mida? Says Rashi, it means kav o kabayim. That you're mentioning, as we said earlier, not weights, but measures. Okay? And schum mekach, says Rashi, means damim. Okay? Which means that you'd be mentioning money. That's Rashi. Now, 2 points before we get to Tosfos, just because it's kind of interesting. Number one is relevant to Rashi, one is just, I guess, relevant to Purim. Listen to this one. Says the Rashash in source number Beis, before we get to Tosfos. I, for the life of me, cannot understand the purpose of this comment. B'mechilas Kvod HaRashash. I don't know what on earth, but it does make for a nice Purim comment. Tosus Divra Amaskel Shalom V'achibirush Yomarti Tainli Hei Egozim. Okay, if you look in Rashi, if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos has five egozim. In our Gemara, how many egozim do we have? Chamishim, 50. Says the Rashash, Nira dechein haya girsasam b'gemara gabi egozim, chamisha velo chamishim. Says, I guess their girs in the Gemara was 5 and not 50. B'kach ave v'rash. Okay, and he says elsewhere, Ha'atiku esrim egozim. And some people have 10. So you should just know there's a machlokas rishonim as to whether the guy requested 50, 10, or 5. Just to let you know. I have no idea what the relevance possibly is, but just that you should know there's a machlokas rishonim as to how many exactly were going on here. Note that this is.
You looked at the other Gemara. They have a girth there.
I mean, I looked at the Gemaras, but not for this. What does this matter? Here's how many it goes in the guy gave in the example.
It means if you're a chazir, then you're...
I'm just saying, in our Gemaras, I say chamishim, everybody says chamishim, or everyone says chamishim.
That's why I said I couldn't care the less.
Okay.
That's why I just think this is a bizarre comment. Why do we care how many it goes in the Gemara is giving as an example? I just thought that was a very interesting discussion of something that really makes absolutely zero difference. I mean, this is always the case, but again, based on the other numbers that we have, as well as the fact that he probably would have said that and he didn't, I can't imagine that was his intention, but maybe. We did talk a little bit about this last time. Do we have the right to enforce how much you're allowed to take? Or will it be hachana? I mean, certainly you're dealing with an isur of hachana, but it doesn't seem to be the subject of this Gemara. So, let's take a look also at the Rishon LeZion before we get to Tosfos. The Rishon LeZion, anybody knows who wrote that? Bonus marks if you figure out who wrote it.
Not Rav Avadia Yosef.
Not Rav Avadia Yosef, no.
No.
No. Or Aruch Chaim, actually. Yeah. Very interesting. So, he's focused on the Rambam mainly, and here he deals with the Rambam, but it's a question that can equally apply to Rashi. Says the Rishon LeZion, Sham Gemara, Holachar Meitzel, Chenveni, etc. Hagam dikfar ashmein antana b'ahi de'nimnin ala behema b'yom tov. Right? He says, let's look at all the previous Mishnayos. Ein nimnin ala behema b'yom tov. Aval shochet, u'mefarshin an la b'shas, ketzad huos, and maybe behema acheres. Etc. 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 The gamas nisin to Omar Adam Latabach, the gamas nisin to Omar Adam Lachavero, im kol zeh, says the Rishon LeZion. We've had all these previous Mishnais, and each of them tells them you're allowed to do this and not this. You're allowed to do this and not this. What does it tell you in the previous Mishnais? You cannot mention. Weights, you cannot mention. Money, you cannot mention.
Measurements.
Right? We've had all these things in the previous Mishnayos. It says, Im kol zeh hutzrachach al hashmina deshori likach b'minyan. Because we didn't talk yet about amounts. Umay demaisi b'raisa deholech etzol chenveni. What about the b'raisa in the Gemara? Gam kein lechidusa de'isura delo yazkir lo schum mida. He says, that also tells you a chiddush. Dekash ali b'das ha-rambam, dekash ali perakdal me'achziyant av'alach yates. Now he's going to go through the Rambam. Ein poskin damim lechatchila. Dainu Mishnah in Nimnim. Okay, so that we see you can't use money. Uvalacha chafa alaf kasav lo yamar adam latabach ten li bedin arbasa. Dainu masisin lo yamar adam latabach. Visham baos alacha kasav lo yikach mi balachanos bemida. Dainu masisin domar adam lachavero. Avalo bemida. Uvalacha chaf gimel kasav umutar likach minachen vini beisin vegoz in viminyin vichule. Uvilvad shlo yazkir lo schum damin velo schum minyin. Dehainu ma dashmienu b'mishna holachar mitzol chenveni umay dashmien b'raisa deitzoro evolach achaf dalet kasav holachar mitzol chenveni aragel etzlo kasha my chidusa de dina belachazu de lo shaminan hadhashta. He asked the question, which I think is equally relevant to Rashi. We've already said that you can't mention all of those things that we went through just now: weight, measurement, money. So what's, especially according to Rashi, interprets the Brice and the Gemara to say, Uvavachelo yaskelos chumida, uvavachelo yaskelos chumekach, that you can't mention kavo kavayim odamin, What's the chiddush of that? Minyan, I understand. The chiddush of the Mishnah is to tell you minyan. But why is the Gemara then also bringing the Braisa? Yes.
The other one.
Uh-huh.
None of these items are to be weighed to the number. You're not going to weigh the head to be nuts.
Okay, so what's the finish?
Maybe the finish is if you're not using weight for something that normal mecca member, you know, recalls, when they give me 20 of these, it doesn't bear any resemblance necessarily.
I'm not quite following. I mean, we're saying that you can't mention Mida or Mekach. Do we know that already or not? So you're saying we only know that if there's a chashash that it may actually lead to that? I would think that that may actually lead to that when you're going to your regular grocer on Yantif. I understand. The chiddush that our Mishnah teaches you, Minyan, is clear. That's 100%. The question is the Braisa and the Gemara. What does the Braisa add? Yeah. Ah, so that's the issue. That's the issue that we're having. Maybe so if you're going to say that Sfum Mida and Sfum Mekach and suddenly can teach you an additional chiddush about what's mutter and what's aser, fine. But according to Rashi, according to the Rambam, you're not. It doesn't seem to be that way. Certainly according to Rashi, you're not. So the question is, what then are you teaching us? So he says, V'nirali dekamash malan, dehagam dechen v'nizeh patam zeh, ragilu liknos menu b'chol, v'yavid b'shabes mechziku uvdin d'chol, dehakim aseyu b'chol avid v'asrinan, Kamash Malan Ulahi Dayak Bikula Lomar Haragil Etzlo. So he says, and again, this could work depending on the different girsos we had in the Mishnah, which as we proved, Rashi had the girsa of Chavero in the Mishnah. Rashi did not have the girsa of Haragil Etzlo. We gave two proofs to that last time. But that would be then the Chedesh of the Braisa, is to tell you that Hava Amina, that you'd be even usher just to go to the guy, because this is your regular grocery guy that you go to every weekday. Meaning, if you're going to someone new, you could start to question. But Kamash Malan, no. Even your regular guy, you're allowed to go to when you only need to keep to the regular rules. And that's going to be the chiddush of this Braisa, as opposed to the Mishnah. Mishnah teaches you Minyan, this teaches you Haragel Etzlo. Very nice idea found in the Rishon Letzion. Again, very separate from what we're going to talk about for the rest of today's time. Okay, now let's get in. Yes.
More chashash on the Chenveni himself.
That what?
Well, let's say wait.
That Shema Yavo Lidei measuring?
I mean, does he get an Avera as well as the guy that who is the customer? Or is it just the customer?
Well, I mean, I think if we're saying Mekach Omemkar applies, I would assume that that's a two-way Isser. Now, if one particular party is engaging in something that is Uvdin Dechol, that is a very good question. Meaning, for a lot of these things, we said that people Aser because of Uvdin Dechol. So if Uvdin Chol is the actual weighing, for example, then one would think the person actually buying does not get an Isser, they're just not allowed to buy because they're going to make the other guy do the Isser. Mm-hmm. That's what I would think. It's funny because we never really focused on that, on do both parties get an Avera.
Right.
So on a simple level, if you're going to say the Isser involved is an Uvdin Chol Isser, as we had this discussion specifically by the last Mishnah, right, the previous Mishnah, you'll remember in the Gemara, we talked about the question of, according to Rashi, is it Mekach Memkar or is it Uvdin Dechol? Is it both? Is it neither? So within that discussion, obviously, there would seem to be perhaps an afkamina. If we're going to say something is a Mekach Memkar type Isser, perhaps it would be equally relevant, sort of an Avera point, to both parties. One might argue that if it's just an Uvdin Dechol on the shop owner, a person's not allowed to ask the shop owner to do that, but maybe they don't get as many Avera points if they do, in fact, perform such a transaction on Shabbos.
Because I'm kind of thinking, what does Christus add by saying whether it's a Nachri or a group?
So we talked about that, right? We talked about that within the... Right, so we talked about number one, and he tells us explicitly saying this doesn't apply where there's a chashash of Mechubar and Olad, but there could have been those who say you might have thought that there may have been some Isurim that were performed. Maybe lower level Isurim would be okay. It's hard to know. I mean, exactly what those would include. That we also said... this chiddush now of the Rishon Letzion. And we talked about the text of Chenveni Haragel Etzlo, meaning even if it's a goy, to give some permission. Just to break that down. (Clears throat) if you look over here, so we'll take a look. Let's take a look at Tosfos first. Okay, Tosfos is commenting on the opinion of the Tanakama and the Braisa and the Gemara. Here is Rashi. Rashi explains, Kav o kabayim uschum mekach shelo yomar lo tenli egozim bedinar echad o bishnayim. So Tosfos quote Rashi as saying that Kav o kabayim is the meaning of schumida, and schum mekach means don't say give me egozim for one dinar's worth of egozim. Tosfos ask a question. The kasha. This is fair. Dipshita de aser. Obviously, that's aser. What essentially is Tosfos asking? You could reinterpret it that way, which I'm just thinking of now, yes. But yeah, I think that's a nice way to put it. But essentially, what Tosfos is saying is, it's going to come out that what they're saying is something quite obvious that we already know according to everybody. Correct, from the previous Mishnah. Oh, and furthermore, Amaik Amar Schum Mida. It should have just said, Uvad Shelo Yazkir Mida. Why does it say Schum, ask Tosfos? Visulo, it should just say Mida, and that's it. Lachin nearly Karabino Chananel, says, therefore I understand like Rabino Chananel, Degaris, and he has the following girsa, Uvad Shelo Yazkir Lo Schum Minyan, Vikai Ale'el, and it's going on what we said previously, Vahafi Pirusho, and this is what it means. Amris, you said, you said that a person can go to his regular grocery store. Says Tosfos in the name, say Tosfos' name for Reino Chananel, that pshat in this is, we're talking about a schum minyan. This is the gears of the Tanakama. You're allowed to say minyan, but you can't say schum minyan. Again, the Mishnah teaches you that you're allowed to say, I want 10 eggs. The Braisa teaches you, as Tanakama explains, you can't do a schum minyan. You can't say, I want 10 more eggs, and in total, I'm, you know, chayev to you X number of eggs worth of money. That schum, that adding, that summation, is what's going to be usher according to Tanakama. And what? Because that's more business like that. That's not what you do at home. The Mishnah said, why are you allowed to do minyan? Because everybody counts. You're chopping up tomatoes for the salad, right? You know, how many tomatoes should we cut in the salad? I think 3. I think 4. That's fine. That's what you do at home. When do you say, I think you should give me 3 tomatoes, and with the 7 I took yesterday, that would be 10 in total. Nobody does that. So you can't say that's not Mekach HaMemkar anymore. Now it is. And now it is something that you do b'chol. And Avar Rabbi Shimon Omer, and Rabbi Shimon responds, no! Uvavad shelo yazkir schum mekach! Shelo yomar lo ten li egozim b'shisha pshitin. You can't say, give me egozim for $6. Ukvar nasata likach, and you've already given me X number of dollars worth of egozim. Yimkein ani chayev lacham, right? And you've already given me this amount. Yimkein ani chayev lacham, we call you a base pshitin. Therefore, I'm chayev to you $12. Meaning schum of mekach. Aval schum minyan. Shari. However, to do schum minyan is permitted. Dechein isa betosefta uvahag, and that's what it says in Tosefta and Bahag. Mikan yesh li zar, and therefore say Tosfos. We're going to paskin like whom? Tanakama. If we paskin like Tanakama, and we follow Rabbeinu Hananel, which is correct, then what is Tanakama asering? The summation. So therefore, correct, the summation of counting, and therefore he says, Mikani Shazar Shalola has graf filus chominion, Levisha Domelameka Homemkar. Say Tosfos, therefore he should be Machmir like Tanakama, which also answers our question, wait, of who is saying what. It turns out, according to this Girsa, Tanakama is much more Machmir, saying you can't even mention chominion, and Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar says, no, it's totally fine, you just can't mention chomeka. That is Tosfos in a nutshell. Yes.
Right, so that makes sense.
But okay.
According to, I guess, Rashi, who says different.
Mm-hmm.
What does the word rogil add in the Mishnah? Because he's already bought from him, so he's basically saying, and I'm going to buy more from you, and therefore the total is X. But otherwise,
is that a different halakha?
So according to Schumacher, that's an excellent question. I'm gonna explain your question. I'm not sure if this is how you meant it or if that was understood by everybody, but. No,
that's
no.
That's how I meant it. That's how I meant it. That's
okay.
The question. That's how I meant it.
Right. No, I certainly, if this is not what you meant, then I apologize. But I think the question is as follows. Rashi says the purpose of Ragel Etzlo is what? Why do we say the words Ragel Etzlo in the Braisa? What does that teach you? That this is the guy who trusts you, you don't need to mention money. So if I understand your question correctly, you're saying, okay, so why would you be talking about money anyways?
Which is
right? Because at the end of the Mishnah, we say, Rav Shimon Elazar, so long as you don't mention money, it's all okay. But if the whole point is that this person is not one who you need to mention money with, so it doesn't matter whether you're regular or not. So I can think of a couple of answers to that question. It's a good question. One answer would be to say, you might think, therefore, it's okay to say money.
If it's not right? Regular.
No, that if it is a ragel, you might think, well, anyways, he knows how much I'm paying, so who cares if I mention money? Kamash Malan, no, that's Aser too. I would think that would be a fair answer. I think you could say also that Rashi's saying this happens to be the case, but you don't necessarily...
That was just a maisa.
Exactly. At the end of the day, he's just giving you language saying it's a ragel Etzlo that happens to accomplish a particular need. Meaning it's unlikely that people would go into someone who's not ragel Etzlo and ever even think of using something that's not money as terms on which to negotiate. Rashi is explaining, this happens to explain why Tanakama is saying you can't use Schumida, I'm thinking in terms of Reino Hananel over here, why I can't use Schumida, I think that can work as well as an answer.
But
yes.
Based on either one that you're using, mm-hmm. The case of Ragil is a kula, not the hap. In other words, if it was a stranger, just mentioning money would make it us. The fact that this is Ragil, you're only asking him doing the summation of the book, but you could actually mention...
Not according to Rashi.
Not Rashi, I'm talking about Tosfot.
Oh.
The fact that's Ragil is a cool.
Correct.
Okay.
Sorry. I mean, I don't see... Tosfot doesn't really say anything about Ragil. Yeah. Tosfot doesn't really say that. As we interpreted Ragil according to Tosfot, was it the first Tosfot? But essentially what you're saying is correct.
It makes sense if there's a premise.
Meaning, well, all that how he's saying is tachlis. You don't go into a store that you don't know.
Right.
And start talking with them in terms of, oh, you know, exactly, on Shabbos and Yontif, and start talking to them in terms of amounts. Because what are you talking to? How do I know you? What are you going
to
pay?
Right. But you're allowed to talk about money.
Correct. Where do you see that? Allowed
because
to talk about money?
About the summation of them. In other words,
so this is the question we got to last time. This is what the whole shiur today is about. This was your question. This was many other people's questions last time. They're very bothered, and we had a big fight about this back and forth. So your question is as follows. According to Tosfos, may not be a question, maybe a fact. According to Tosfos, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, what is the status of me saying I would like to buy $5 worth of parsley? What's the halacha? If I ask you, I pose a question to you.
To the regular, that would be purposeful. You're saying this is $5 on top of...
Correct. Just regular, no, on top of the regular.
Well, Tosfos had previously where that would be us.
I know, so I'm asking you, based on this Tosfos, what would you think the halacha would be in that case?
What's the case exactly?
The case is, Tosfos says the case that's aser, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, is I already owe you $5, now I'm owing you $5 more.
Right.
Okay? That's, by the way, why it has to be the ragel. Right? I mean, just to clarify, everybody got that, but just to clarify, that's the reason why it has to be the ragel, is because you're doing the cheshbon based on previous stuff with him.
Right.
Now, my question is as follows. Let's say he would just walk in, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, and say, I would like $5 worth of gumballs.
No problem.
What's the halacha? Permitted, no problem. Permitted, no problem. Anybody disagree?
Not permitted.
Not permitted. Why not?
Because he's doing a transaction with money.
He's doing a transaction with money. Where do we know that's aser from?
Well, you ask your
We've had it in a previous Mishnah. So the question is, this is really the million-dollar question. What does Tosfos hold about this? So what I answered last time, and I stand by my answer in Tosfos, is to take a look in Tosfos, and I'll even be medayikin in the words for you this time. Let's read a Rishim Omer, okay? Aval Rishim and Omer, you see it in the middle of Tosfos? Uvilvat shal yaskir schum mekach shalo yomar lo ten li egozim b'shisha pshitin ukvar nasati l'chakach v'imkin anichayev l'cham mikol yodbeis pshitin. Don't say 6 before, 6 now, in total 12. Aval schum minyan shari. But schum minyan is permitted. Question, why does Tosfos say those last four words? Obviously, schum minyan shari. He's literally coming to argue on the Tanakama. And he's telling you, no, only when you add up money is it prohibited. Why does Tosfos say Aval Schum Inyan Shari? So what I believe is that Tosfos was prepared for this question. And Tosfos are answering this question by saying, just because we can say Schum Shelo Yasper Lo Schum Mekach doesn't mean that Mekach plain is mutter. It only means that Schum Minyan is mutter. Rav Shimon Elazar simply responding using the language of Tanakama. Tanakama says Schum Minyan is aser. Rav Shimon ben Elazar comes and says, Schum Minyan is mutter and only Schum Mekach is aser. But does that mean that Mekach plain is mutter? Never. Not at all. That's the answer I gave you last week. We'll see that in some of the Achronim this week. But let's first get to a little bit of the background here on these last two Tosfosin. Then we'll get to that question, or we could jump to that question now. Fine, let's jump to the question now. Let's turn over the page. I mean, we don't have that much time anyway, so we'll probably get to this. Ashta Shita Mikubetzes. Okay? Says the Radvaz. Okay, we assume this is the Radvaz because it's the Rebbe of the Shita Mikubetzes. From what I understand, there's some discussion as to whether the Shita on Beitza is actually the real Shita from Rav Yisrael Ashkenazi, but I don't know much about it. I just heard murmurings about that.
Shita Mikubetzes, was the Talmud of the Radvaz?
Yeah.
I thought he was an Ashkenazi.
No, he wasn't an Ashkenazi. His name was Bezalel Ashkenazi, okay. But he lived in Egypt, I believe. I could be wrong. I mean, we'll have to look into this afterwards, but not for now. Anyways. The Kasha Lemori. The Kasha Lemori says, my Rebbe had a Kasha. Bish lama schum minyan ika lemeidak. Schum minyan usheinu maskir aval minyan maskir. If we're going to say, according to Tanakama, schum minyan. So schum minyan, what happens there? What's the halacha? We can make a deal from there that minyan is okay. It's only when you're summing what you have that there's a problem, but to actually count is totally fine. Shekein mutter lomer lo tein li asar beitzim, because it's mutter to say, give me 10 eggs. Alvo shelo yazkir lo schum mekach. Hei chi nedok. But the fact that we shouldn't mention a schum mekach, frak tashita mekubetzes, how can we make a diuk there? Schum mekach usheinu maskir, aval mekach maskir. Vichi mutter lo reb shimon lomer tein li bedin ar peros. Says, what? You think Rav Shimon disagrees with this halacha? How can we possibly say that? And then he gives an answer that I didn't quite get when I first read. I think I now understand it, but we'll hear what you guys say. Aval betosvos tirtzu, but in Tosvos they answer, she'ein ha'kavana she'yazkir lo shum kesef. It's not shad that you're mentioning kesef, ela kigon she'yomer lo, ani chayev lecha me'et mo shnei dinarim, umei hayom dinar, harei shlosha dinarim. It means, what does schum mekach mean? It means, I was chayev you 2 dinar yesterday, and now I'm chayev you 3 dinar. And therefore, somehow this answers the question. How does it answer the question?
I don't know.
No idea. And guess what? You can continue looking. And he says, v'chein pirish haritva. Kigon shehaya chayev lo kvar kesef, ve'omer tainli kesef. V'harei lecha biyadi shnei ksafim. Inam ikon shayi beyo kvar. Ktas min amekach shehis nalitin lo bidinar. V'achshav amel lo tein li kach v'kach. It goes to me a dinar shalim. And just go on. You're like, what is going on here? So I thought to understand this, it would be better to look in the Mefarshim. And then maybe we'll go back and be able to understand this Tosfos. If you look at the Chachma Shlomo, which somehow didn't get a number in between Tes and Yud, this may help.
The only way that can be true.
What can be true?
If there's no machloket between the Tanakhama and Roshima, is if you say this Chumita means Chumeka.
Well, who says there's no machloket? Where did you read that?
No,
but at the end of the Ritzvah. Yeah. No, that's something else. But yes. Correct. We're going to see. It's going to all get tied together. Take a look at the Chachma Shlomo. This is what sort of opened my eyes. Okay? Tosus tibra master shlayaske lotenli gozim chitim, etc. Vikasha. You see that in the middle of the first line? Dezehu aser afilu below cheshbon harishon. Pretty straightforward the question, right? V'chein das haran. Ela ikrik moshikas avarash tenli kach v'kach igozim. Sheyihyu imashin asata likvar kidei lahashlim ledinar ayin sham. What is he answering? He's saying, what does it mean to have schum mekach? It means to say, together with what I have previously purchased, it will reach a certain amount of money. Does that make sense?
No.
If that's the case, let's think of this for a moment. What's the summation that you're doing here? What are you essentially adding up? Are you adding up money?
No.
Wait. Are you adding up money?
No.
What are you adding up? Produce to reach a certain monetary goal.
Yeah. And that's not kesef.
Can you start to see how this is going to resolve the question now?
That's not kesef.
No. Because now, what are we doing? We're saying that what essentially are you adding, according to Rav Shimon Ben? What essentially?
That you can pay up to one dinar.
Meaning, let's say you have credit of two dinar.
Okay, right.
Okay? Now, when you come in and you say, give me enough to get me up to a dinar, are you adding money in any way? No! No.
If I'm saying
the entire calculation is based on the number of things that you're getting.
It's based on the equivalent to the weight of produce equal to one dinar, or equal to two dinars.
Mm-hmm.
That's money.
Yes, but the point is, we're not setting a price and saying I'm adding $1 plus $1 or $2 plus $2. None of the schumming is being done on the actual amount of money. The schumming is
a monetary value.
Yeah.
Correct, but that's the only thing that you're doing wrong.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So that's what he says is usur.
But didn't we say?
Think about it.
Previous Mishnahs. We said in previous Mishnahs, if I come to you and I say to you, I want 5 pounds of this, and we'll figure it out afterwards. You know, what the value of it is or whatever. You'll tell me afterwards what the value of that is based on, you know, the market rate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You said that's usur.
Correct.
Oh, we said that's mutter.
No, that's usur.
That was usur?
That's by weight. You can't do that.
This
Lo yomer adam latavach shkoli bedinar baser aval shochet and mechalek beinehem. You can say a half, a quarter.
How is this mutter?
It's not mutter. This is what Rav Shimon Elazar is saying is usur. Again,
Tanakam.
So let's think about it for a moment. According to the Ritvan, we're first working with the Ritvan's second understanding of this, which is the same understanding of the Chachma Shlomo, because his understanding of the Rosh, all is going to work out as follows. Tanakama says, I have to stand up for this again. Tanakama says, you can't do Sfum Minyan. What are you doing?
You want to do this virtually?
Maybe it'll be easier, yeah. You know, I mean, this would definitely not go on the recording, but they talk about there is a phenomenon of people who do Skype interviews. That sometimes people don't like to get their bottom half so dressed. And every once in a while, they have to stand up, and then that doesn't go so well.
Right.
But anyways, that's... yes. Yeah, exactly. So anyways, at least now I'm standing up, and I'm not virtual yet. So I have to wear my pants to work today. The point is like this. Tanakama says, what's asur? Summing up amounts. If I tell you I'm going to take now 10 tomatoes, and I had 10 tomatoes yesterday, that's going to be usur. Rav Shimon Elazar comes forward and says, you have a cheshbon with the guy that you are allowed to take up to $5 of credit. And you say, fill me up on my credit. Did you set a price for what you're taking? Yes, you did. Did you add up money in any way?
No.
Wait. Did you add up money in any way? No. What is it that Rav Shimon Elazar is prohibiting? Setting a price.
But you are setting a price.
And that's why he says that case is usur. Now, if you are medayik from that case, let's take a step back now. Can I be medayik from that case to say that simply setting a price for something is mutter? No. Because that's the only thing that you actually did that was wrong. You didn't add up money. Meaning, if you understand the case as adding up money, two yesterday, two today, that makes four in total, you might argue that not adding up but simply mentioning money is okay. But if the only thing you did wrong was mentioning money, then obviously you can't be medayik that that's okay. Do you understand the way that he's reading Rav Shimon Elazar? If that's the case, essentially he says, they're both saying the same thing. Tanakama is saying you can't add up numbers. Rav Shimon Elazar is saying you can't add up numbers to get to a particular monetary value. He's simply adding in the monetary value because you can't mention that. But essentially, then they have the same shita. That's the answer that the Ritva gives to this question. But meaning the Ritva doesn't ask the question explicitly on Tosfos, but that's the way. If you understand Tosfos to be saying that, then that's okay. Problem is, look in Tosfos, right?
You have to understand that Tanakama is doing the exact same type of summation. Of course, Tanakama, because he's finding numbers and not dollars.
Correct.
Is still dealing with adding things up.
Yes. That's the way he understands it.
He understands what's clear. He understands Tanakama saying the
same.
So there's a total number and you're subtracting, or he's saying that Tanakama is you're adding 1 plus 1.
Tanakama, you're adding 1 plus 1 of produce.
Right.
Rav Shimon Elazar, you're adding, well, you're what you would call subtracting, even though it's not really, but it is. For the sake of this discussion, let's say it is.
Yeah.
And you're subtracting from a monetary value, which is you're essentially coming up to some calculation of how much you should be giving me in terms of produce. Yes. That's what's going to come out. They're approaching it from the different perspectives.
That sounds like an artificial construct, which is also, you know, I'm saying basically, give me... I took 5 lemons from you.
Mm-hmm.
Now give me another 5 lemons, and that's the price of that is $1.
Mm-hmm.
Is a dinar.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you using weight or quantity in order to achieve a number?
Yeah, well, I don't understand. Both of them say that's usser. No, both of them say that's usser.
So what's mutter? Tell me what's mutter.
What's mutter is simple minion. Give me 10 eggs. No 10 eggs yesterday.
The difficulty is you may have thought that the first is permissible. In other words,
which one?
You may have thought that saying the first transaction of giving me 10 eggs for $1 is permissible.
Yeah.
This is it, but it's not. So this is switching things around to that person, so we don't have that thought that that would have been permissible. In other words, you're never allowed to do it for money. You're never allowed to say, do this for a sediment, is what it's trying
so
to
whether it's
yeah, so you can only do it for a minute.
It's minus or plus.
You can only do it for a minion.
Correct. You can't, yes, you can only do it for a minion. You can't ever mention money. We would have thought you could be medayek that you can mention money.
From a minus thing? Like with the first transaction? Like
correct. Well, what you're calling the first transaction. Again, I didn't think of these terms, but yes.
Here, I'll make it up to a dinar.
Yes.
That would be us there also, no?
Okay. Yes!
Yeah, so
but what's the point? Minion. I don't get the point.
Because we had a kasha. The kasha that all of you asked was seemingly, I know, but seemingly, okay, the rest of everybody except for Gerard asked the kasha.
I wasn't here. What
exactly. Cowie asked it today, so, right? Mm-hmm. Again, the question was as follows. If the simple read of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, according to Tosfos, is $6 plus $6 is usser,
right.
That would seem to imply $6 is mutter. Again, 6 plus
yeah.
6
well,
is usser, $6 is mutter. How can that be? Ask everybody. Answered, based on the Ritva, if it's not $6 plus $6, but rather get me up to $6, then the only thing you're doing wrong is mentioning $6, and therefore mentioning $6 is not mutter. You can't make the same diuk in that case.
So does he disagree with Rabbeinu Chananya?
Yes, he disagrees with the simple read of Tosfos, which is what I'm going to point out to you. You can't answer that in Tosfos, because Tosfos says 6 plus 6 is 12. So you can't say that in Tosfos. Not to mention, Tosfos does not hold that Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Elazar agree. He explicitly says Tanakhama is more machmir. So, none of this works for Tosfos. However, there's even a different issue in Tosfos, which I'm going to bring up until I actually show you the Marsha.
But I can say, give me 4
eggs.
I took 6 yesterday.
No,
no,
you can't do that either. According to the Ritva, and because he, according to him, that because essentially he says that's the same thing as saying fill it up to 6 dinar that I already owe you. Or whatever the case may be. He says the only right.
Well,
so he said
I took 6 on Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm taking 4 today at Shabbos. And now I've taken 10.
So that's a machlokes whether or not you're viewing Rav Shimon ben Elazar as saying the same thing as Tanakama or not. If he's saying the same thing as Tanakama, they both agree that it's usher. According to the simple read of Tosfos, though, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that's mutter. All clear?
Yeah, except for the Chachma Shlaima.
Okay, yeah.
Is he agreeing with the Shita, or is he basically arguing with the Shita?
So he's saying within the Rosh, what we saw in the Ritva, which is to say that the summation that's going on, right?
Yeah.
Is not a summation of dollars plus dollars. It's a quote-unquote subtraction. What you were referring to is that, and therefore the only Isser is getting to a certain monetary amount. And if that's the case, you cannot be medayik to say that just mentioning a monetary amount would be Isser, because that's exactly what Rav Shimon ben Elazar is prohibiting. He's no longer prohibiting the $6 plus $6. He's prohibiting the $6. And therefore, basically, he says, adopt the Rosh. Tosfos is wrong. That's the way that I'm reading the Chachmas Shlomo. Okay? You've every right to read it in a different way, but I think that's his point here. Take a look at the Marsha, and as I said, I'm going to mention an introduction to the Marsha. This is particularly bothersome. Do you know why? Because look at Tosfos' original Kasha on Rashi. He has a three-word Kasha. Vikasha, dipshita de'aser. So I now ask you, Tosfos are hypocrites? Their kasha on Rashi is, dear Rashi, how dare you say schom mekach means mentioning money? Obviously that's aser. And then Tosfos comes to tell you that what they're really saying is that you would have had a hava amina, that mentioning a calculation, a summation of money is mutter. What? That's even worse. I mean, it's one thing to say the diuk from Tosfos is one way. It's another thing when Tosfos' whole attack on Rashi is based on the fact that it's obviously wrong, and then he says something that's more obviously wrong. What's going on here? Keeping that in mind, there's a wild Marsha, a really wild Marsha. Says the Marsha over here, a very interesting read. Okay, Ad Kan Lashon equals Tosfos. You see the middle of the first line, Ein Bezev Divrei Ran El Divrei Rif, Aval Divrei HaTosfos Yefshor Lefarish Kach. He says you can't use the Ran. We're not going to get into that right now. It might have been nice to bring, but we're focusing on Tosfos today. Says, you know how you can explain Tosfos? Like the Mordechai. The Mordechai writes in the name of Ravya. Ready? It's going to blow your mind. Mordechai takes this Shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar and goes all the way. Says Rav Shimon ben Elazar is arguing on the previous Mishnayos, and Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, you're allowed to make a money transaction on Yontif so long as you don't do Schum. That's really the way he's reading it. And now he gives a chiluk here. That's only when it doesn't have a set price, when you're setting a price. But otherwise, says the Mordechai, says the Ravya, if it has a set price, everybody knows that a gozim costs $5. You're actually allowed to go in and say, give me a gozim worth $12. Wild. And therefore, listen to what he says. Okay, I got no closer to Gosa Shri, B'Shem Razorua, Vitzarech Lomar, Lefizeh. Hatosfos shehikshu leperish Rashi de pshita de aser, hainu eschom mida. So his conclusion is that therefore Tosfos hold that according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, it is mutter to mention money. Okay, so therefore it's no longer a pshita question on Tosfos himself. Now, if that's the case, says the Marsha, you're going to get into even bigger trouble, because why are they asking on Rashi pshita de aser? Adarabba, that according to Tosfos, lehalacha is mutter. So what are you asking on Rashi to say mentioning mekach, mentioning money is aser, pshita, but according to Tosfos' conclusion, according to one of the shitos, that is mutter. How can Tosfos ask such a question on Rashi? So he says, therefore, hainu aschum mida lefi girsas Rashi, aval aschum mekach lefi Rashi, la pshita hu da'aser da adarabba, kushta hu da'shari l'da'asa Tosfos kefi ravya. He says it's going to turn out that what we thought originally in Tosfos was obviously Aser, and that was his question on Rashi, actually ends up being Mutter, according to him. Wild read of Tosfos. Absolutely wild. Ubalav hachi nir d'tzarech lomar kein deschom mekach t'gam ha-rashba, my kushya lehu pshita d'aser dil mahashmi and rashba d'psikas damim aser, d'achanami yashmi na masisim layim ala tabach. And he says all sorts of things. V'lo hava palag rashba l'mimar d'shari. He says, anyways, you need to say this. We're not going to get into this furthermore, just to say that he answers the question by saying, yes, it is mutter. Meaning, when I posed that original question to you, and I said, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, is it mutter for me to go and say, give me $5 worth of eggs? Some of you answered yes, and some of you answered no. He says yes. Everybody else says no. He says yes. He says that's Pshat and Tosfos, and according to Rishon ben Elazar. Okay, we'll take a look at the Megine Shlomo, who gives my answer. Then, therefore, I was happy. Everybody know who the Megine Shlomo is? Who is he? Well, what's he famous for? What's his name? His name was not Shlomo. Who does Shlomo refer to? Who came to Mechamar recently?
Oh, that's his father.
His
father-in-law.
Nope. That's the Tzlach. We have a Tzlach down here. You're so close. You're mixing up. It was similar shear. It was one of the ones near there.
Pnei Yeshua.
Is it Pnei Yeshua's grandfather, right, whose name was the same name?
Right, Megine Shlomo, right.
Why does he have Megine Shlomo? Because what is his goal? Lehagain al Shlomo. Who's Shlomo? Rashi.
Yeah.
So he wrote a parish to defend Rashi from questions that were asked on him. This is Pnei Yeshua's grandfather. No, I think it was also a Yehoshua, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Okay? And we'll just finish with this because I see it's very late. Pirish Rashi Kavo Kabayim Vikashab Defita Nirlayan Ostati Delo Kashia. It says the question of Tosfos on Rashi, he addressed it from the perspective of the question of Tosfos on Rashi. Nirlayan Ostati Delo Kashia. The Miman of Shach. Im Al Tana Kama. If you're going to tell me that the case of Skum Mekach is Pashut, Harif Shem Lazar Pale Gumatir Skum Mida. That Skum Mida is Pashut, sorry. That you're not allowed to mention Mida, well, we see in the Gemara, that in the Brisa, Shimon Elazar argues. So you can never say that Tanakama is the obvious one, because someone's disagreeing with Tanakama. So obviously that's not Pashut. Vim Kain, Tanalah Fukim, Shimon Elazar. Vim Al Shimon Elazar, Nami Asi Shapir, Dilo Asa El Alahatir Schum Mida, Deno Asar Kiim Schum Damim. Okay? And he says, because according to him, he's telling you only that Schum Mida. Right, he's being matir schum mida. So now listen to what he says. Merely digam le divrei Tosfos tzarach lamar le divrei Rashba kein. So the truth is, you're going to need to say this according to Tosfos as well. Dim lo kein pshita da asir afilu lo hizkir lo an cheshbon kein v'tram lo tein liya gozim whatever but whatever pshutim harei matir schum dami v'asir al shma mina lo asir Rashi ben Elazar. Listen to what he says. Shma mina jump down lo asar Rashba Rashi ben Elazar lasar zos ela lehatir minyan umishum diyuka nakte dischum mekach asir haschum minyan shari. He says the answer that I gave. The whole purpose of why does he use the language of Tzchum Mekach is to teach you that Tzchum Minyan is Mutter. That's the teretz that he gives. To teach you that Tzchum Minyan is Mutter. That's why he says Tzchum Mekach. Does that imply anything about Damim itself? No. Damim itself, Avada, he holds it still. Aser. And I think that's a very sensible teretz. He says this in Rashi. He says this in Tosfos. You can see, you can see all sorts of other stuff. You can see the question again in the Tzlach down here. We can read that quickly just because there was no time. Says the Tzlach down in Yudalef, this is named after his mother, Tzion Menachesh Chaya, it's a note of Yehuda, Cheskalando, Divrehem Timuhim. So it doesn't make sense. If Chiyos Divrehem Hikshu Pshita Da Aser, Hainu Shem Damim Lechudji, Omer B'dinar Hu Pashut Le'eser. So originally they ask on Rashi, what? Obviously it's Aser. Uvisof Maske Yishrim Elazar Aser Schum Damim, Dainu Shi Aser Sachakol. In the end, they conclude that what's aser according to Rishon and Damim? To do a sachakol. Umashma hapsikas damim lechud below tzir of sachakol mutter. So that doesn't make any sense. Vayim betasim chechav gimel simkat nebez. Uvmar shakhan chenidchaku bezeh. Vanir lani estati. Digam besof divrem lo nodu misvarasam harishona. Didamim afilu blizchum pshita la aser. Ve'am nam rashba kamar vachal yizar skum mekach lo lahatir mekach blizchum. Ba'avalu diyuka kamar lefil skum hainu tzir of sach lahadadi. Eino aser kiim beskum mekach lahatir minya afilu beskum tzir of lahadadi. As we saw in the Megine Shlomo, just before, Uva Ofen Acher Nil and Nisati Lehepech, Digam Beaschalas Yivrem Lo Pshita Lehu Lasser Misvara Lo Martin Le Bediner Al Machit Shub Pshita Lasser Lo Al Divrei Rashba Kivnu El Al Divrei Tanakam Lo Hutzrach Lomar Shelo Yazkir Lo Mida Darim De Gamar Tin Li Esri Mashma De Davka Minyan Mutzer Avol Mida Val Zetir Tzu De Garcina Schum Minyan Shelo Tema De Minyan Mutzer Le Gamrei Avol Beschum Avol Rashba Be Emes Matir Afilu Damir De Raschum De Hainu Tziruf Asach Yachad. This second teretz is essentially the Marsha. I don't know why he rips on the Marsha and then goes ahead to essentially give the same teretz that he gives. But nevertheless, his point is, one way to answer it is by saying that, again, he basically asked our original question. Some of you said yes, some of you said no. Those who say yes, that's the, is it mutter? That's the Marsha. That's the Slach. And his second answer here to say yes. And the only question on Rashi was on mentioning Kavo Kabayim, which is certainly Aser, but Avada Tosfos held the whole time that mentioning Minyan is Mutter, and that's in fact shot in the Ravya and the Mordechai, that they hold it's Mutter. On the flip side of things, we have the Megine Shlomo, and we have others to say, no, within Tosfos we can see a different approach. We see the approach is that it's just coming to be Medayik against Tanakama. That the reason why it says Schum Mekach is not because Mekach is Mutter, but because Schum Minyan is Mutter. But really, of course, Mekach is Aser all the way through. And then we saw another approach, which we found in the Chachma Shlomo, which we saw in the Shita from the Ritva, to say that it, really the whole issue here is mentioning of Mekach, and therefore you can't make this diuk altogether. So I don't know if it was always the case, but it seems, I mean, from a simple read of the Mishnah, and I may regret this later, I think from a simple read of the Mishnah, we're saying, so what? So they're sold by number, so what?
But there's no problem on me not to say that you're moved by measure. It doesn't fit.
No, I mean, it's just giving an example. Oh, you're saying why were eggs chosen as an example?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, there were other things chosen as an example, too, right? There's egg goes in. Yeah.
Okay, so that you can have half and then you say a weight measure. You'd never say a weight measure for eggs. There's no...
It's a bad example is what you're saying.
Yeah,
I mean, I think just to give examples of what people would buy, I mean, also you have to think of it on the flip side as well. Why would someone ever think to measure by number for something that's always used by weight? The point is not to say it's different than you usually do. The point is to say it's mutter because you do it in your house.
You're doing this at the Chanukah too.
Yes. Yeah, but the whole point of the Mishnah is because you do this at your house, it's mutter to do at the Chanukah too. That's the whole reason of the Mishnah, right? So the point is, one of the examples of the Mishnah, at the very least, and maybe it goes and we're also purchased by number. I don't know at that point in time what exactly was going on. I don't think any of us can know. But the point is to tell you, let's give an example of something that people would go into the store and say, ask for a number.
Nobody would sell a gozim. How would you sell a gozim by weight?
I don't know. That's what they said. I would think that Dafka, the Mishnah, is choosing two examples.
Now they do it.
You mean how would they sell by number?
No. He's disagreeing with you. He's saying these are all things that are sold by number. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is tell you that even though these things, the way you purchase them is by number.
Since you do that at home, you count them at home.
Since you do it at home, you can do it here otherwise. I think that's a pretty fair read. Shkoyach.